Is there any way better than other? Okay. And the Bible tells us that the prayer of the faithful will succeed. And I don't really quite know how to quote the English version. 预言的代祷有功效. So is there any scripture teaching that we should get many people to pray for just one thing? 这里的问题是关于代祷，就我们有三种方法，一个是自己的事情，求人代祷；另外一个就是我自动的帮别人的事向神祈求；另外就是我自动的请大家帮别人的事代祷。这几种方式是否都可行？圣经上只说一人的代祷有功效，不知圣经上有没有根据说多人的代祷比较少人更有果效？
I think you're in the area of I guess you were in the book of James. Are you speaking about chapter 5?
对，我想这段圣经是在雅各书第五章里头曾经提到。
I assume that where you were, I'm not sure.
我猜想这是引用雅各书第五章的一句话。
Because we're instructed in the Word of God that we're to pray for one another. I mean,
神叫我们彼此代求。
And from that standpoint, of course, that's a responsibility we have. Now, that's speaking in general, but I don't know. I have a feeling that maybe that question is directed to a specific need. Then, of course, there's a particular kind of need that it speaks about over in James, and I...
实际上我们彼此代求并没有是一个一般性讲法，并没有提到说是不是一个特别的需要。And
of course, in this is within the context mainly of the group of believers as a church when it speaks about it in verses 14 through 16. And that was it's very specific in that and the call for the elders of the church within the group and pray. And then of course the statement I assume that somebody's relating to if they are in that area is the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up, and if he's committed sins they shall be forgiven him. And I rather suspect that if the intent of the question is the prayer of whose faith, if that's the intent of the question, then I'm going to let him answer.
我想先说明一点呢，就是这个问题里面，是否多人祷告比一个人祷告有效？我因为主说两三个人奉我的名字聚集祷告。
我在他们中间也听他们祷告。我想多人祷告比一个人祷告要有效。第二点，所谓义人的祷告要弄清楚这个义人是什么人。The prayer of the righteous, we want to know who this righteous
is.很多人对我说，你们传道人祷告特别有效，因为你们是义人。Somebody
said that your preachers can pray a lot more effective because you are righteous.我想这是个错误。
错误的说法，因为所有因信称义的人都是义人。
Those who believe they are the faithful, they are the righteous, and they can pray.
问题是你在祷告的时候，你的罪是否洁净？The
question is whether your sin is cleansed while you pray.
如果你祷告的时候已经靠宝血洁净，你就是个义人，你的祷告就是有效。If
your sins are cleansed by the blood of Lord Jesus, and your prayer will be effective.
那至于刚才我们的弟兄所提到这个信心是谁的信心的问题。Our
brother asked whose faith it is.
我觉得这是双方都要有信心。I
think both parties should have this faith.
我们祷告的人要凭着信心，接受祷告人也需要有信心。The
one who prays must have faith. The one who is being prayed must have faith.
一方缺少信心，我相信神就不能悦纳。
Okay. If there's one party without faith, God may not like it.
这就是为什么有时候我们奉主名祷告，有的病会好，有的病不会好。
That's why many times we pray in the name of the Lord, the sickness got healed. Other times they are not.
Okay, you have follow up. When Jesus asked him, the very people this bad, this bad.
Okay, I have a problem.从死里复活
talk about the raising of Lazarus.
那么拉撒路在病中啊，他的姐姐已经叫人请人去请耶稣，叫人请来祷告。
When Lazarus was sick, somebody asked, his sister asked somebody to ask Jesus to come.
我有理由相信，在这种情况之下，拉撒路是有信心的。
So I have reason to believe that Lazarus had faith.
因为他的两个姐姐一定会在这件事情上给他。说服他，但是没有心也会说服他，因为他要已经病得危险了，需要得救，需要主的医治。
His sisters were persuaded to ask people to send for Jesus.
那么其他，比方说管会堂的那个耶鲁的女儿病了。
Talk about the daughter of this耶鲁。
我想他既然病了要危险，他父亲就切切为他祷告，一定他有信心。
The father prayed earnestly for the daughter, so the father had.
许多时候患难都给人预备信心。
Many times persecutions and trials is to bring out faith.
我自己就是一个例子。
And I'm an example.
我病得要死的时候，我就不相信。
When I was sick, almost dying, and I had faith.
所以我相信，在每一个死里复活的例子里面，那个人都有信心。
Okay. So I really feel that even those who were raised from the dead, they had faith too.Okay, I'd like to move on to the next question, which was turned in to me. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10. Talking about the commission of Isaiah. Chapter 6, verse 10.Isaiah has already agreed to be a missionary for the Lord, and look what the Lord asked Isaiah to do. Okay, and it's recorded in verse 8. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." And the Lord said, "Go and tell these people. Keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the heart of these people insensitive."Their ears dull and their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes, hear with ears, understand with their hearts, and repent and be healed. So it looks like God is not really trying to help those people through Isaiah. 在以赛亚书六章十节，主差遣以赛亚去跟百姓讲话，可是照圣经上的记载，好像是叫他去，反而让百姓更糊涂。所以神究竟是什么意思？
这个恐怕两个字啊，有的英文叫做 lest， 就否则的意思。否则就这样这样，不这样的话这样。我们中文翻到恐怕，给人家误会说恐怕他得救了，实在是否则 lest， 否则的意思。我想是那个意思。
The Chinese translation had a little problem. The Lord really said lest they repent and be saved.Brother Yeager would like to say anything.
Well, of course, again, when you read in a section of scripture like this, an attempt to do what we're doing now, just one verse or two. After all, the whole, as I indicated, I believe that the whole Word of God is reconciling sinful men, you see, to a holy God.
So when we get isolated scriptures that we begin to think in terms of God is not concerned about them, that wouldn't be true, because we have scripture that says that God's not willing that any should perish, and that he's provided salvation for everyone. So within the context of scripture as a whole, we can't read, I don't think we can read in here. I think the fact of the matter is that the what he's saying here is that the people are already in that condition.
我相信圣经上教训是神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。所以在这一段话里头，我们实在不能够就把它拉出来说神让人家不信。困难可能就是这些人本来已经是在一个沉沦的阶段中。
It's not God's will that any should perish. So anytime we read in between, we're then out of the whole context of the whole book.
所以当我们看全部的圣经的时候，应该注意神的全部的教训，而不是要拉出一句话来讲，因为神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。There's a question here on the different words that's used in the Bible to describe the God's commandments.And in Chinese, there's a talk about 律法、法度、律例、命令、典章、判语、十诫、诫命等。Okay, so in English, there may be statutes, rules, regulations, also have different terms. Are they referring to different things, or do they refer to the same Ten Commandments? And if they do refer to different things, then could you give some scripture references? 所以这些的不同的名词是指的不同的事情吗？还是就是十诫，若是有各种各样十诫以外的律法，我想知道一下究竟圣经什么地方讲。寇弟兄 Brother Cole like to answer that.
要我一个人老是讲不好。
Well, I got an English question just coming up pretty soon.
Well, you take references like this, and I assume that it's speaking about some of this. Is in, now take like the 119th Psalm. See, I don't know what the Chinese Bible says.
我们看诗篇119篇就可以发现很多这样子的名词。
But for instance, in the 119th Psalm, and I just at random pick out a section like... 97, 204,
those verses. 在诗篇119篇里用了很多这样的名词，我就随便选了一段，是从97节到104节。
Now in here it speaks in the English version of commandments, it speaks about judgments, it speaks about precepts, and actually...The Ten Commandments are specific, but there's many laws that, for instance, in the Deuteronomy, that if a person commit adultery, they should be taken out and stoned. Now the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But the others are amplifications in various ways. You understand me? Of the same thing.
Okay,
I think that's maybe what...
在诗篇119篇里头曾经讲到有律法、有法度、有训词、有典章，所以我想这个十诫是这些一切的根本。在生命记里头曾经有很多讲到这个，就是它实际上怎么样行，特别提到说犯奸淫罪，在实际上只说不可以犯奸淫，可是在生命记就讲说一个犯奸淫的人要被抓到营外头用石头打死，所以这就是后来加上来的事情。
我想我可以补充说明一点，这个律法通常分了三部分，一个是诫命，一个典章，一个律例。
There are really three parts to the commandments.
Yeah.
Commandments, statutes, and judgment. Okay.
那么诫命是关于道德律，比方说是不可杀人，关于个人生活方面的是道德律。
The commandments are the moral laws, such as thou shalt not kill.
典章是用公民律，是关于社会生活方面。
The statutes talk about
the
judgment. Talk about how the society operates.
Yeah. 第三，律例 statutes 一些是礼仪方面，是宗教，关于宗教生活方面。
The statutes are on ceremonial things.
所以大体上讲，律法分了三部分：诫命、典章、律例，关于个人生活、社会生活、宗教生活。
Okay, there are three parts of the law. That's talking about the personal life, and the society life, and the religious life.
那么诫命两个字有所分别，中文讲诫命。
Okay, judgment.
这个诫命是关于这个 commandment。
Commandment. Okay.
那么诫就是说不可以做什么。这很难分的，中文是分的戒，命是说应当做，一个是不可做，一个。
Even the commandments have two parts. There are parts on what you shouldn't do and the parts on what you should do.
比方说，不可杀人，不可奸淫，是不可。
Okay, like thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. It's what you shouldn't do.
另外是说，当孝敬父母，当守安是应当做。
And talk about the respect your parents, and these are what you should do.
那么在犹太人的法典呢，关于这个犹太教的法典里面。这个戒有365条之多。
In the Jewish law, there are
说不应该做，不应
该做。There are 365 different things on what you shouldn't do.
那么应当做就命了248条。
Okay. And what you ought to do, there are 248 items.
一共是613条。
There are 613 items altogether.
所以主说，你知道雅各书里讲，你在一条上跌倒就犯了重条。
So in Book of James, we know that if you fail in one of these items, you fail on all of them.
不过一句话，在新约时代看起来，无论典章了什么啊，诫命了什么，律例啊，都是指着神的话说的。
But we know that in the New Testament, everything, all of these terms refer to God's word.
嗯哼，哎，我的大。I was particularly interested now in the English Bible here. See mine in verse 98 in that same psalm.
在我的圣经里头，在诗篇119篇98节。
In regard to what he's saying, there it's used, thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies.
这叫说你的命令常存在我的心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
Now in verse 102 it says, I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me.
他在102节。Okay, 在102节那时候，我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我，所以这里有命令，有典章。
嗯、I don't know what it says.
I got a question written in English right now. Okay. It says, if the word of God is the ultimate truth and the law, should this truth remain unchanged over time? Suppose one was living in the time of the Old Testament, one had to obey the law of Moses.Example, one has to be circumcised, one cannot do work on Sabbath day, etc. We know that some of these laws are not required of us anymore. 就是我们刚才提到说神的律法就是神的话，那这个神的话是真理，这个真理在时间上来说会不会有改变？我们知道在旧约时代的人，我们必须要遵守摩西的律法，比如说要受割礼，要不在安息日不能做事。可是我们看到现在的基督徒都不守这些事情。
Well, I say, well, I now the question involved first of all is the word of God in its entirety never changes. This is one of the basic differences between as he spoke about last night about men change as time goes on in what they regard as truth.But the word of God has never changed. There's been never any necessity for editing and bringing up today.
我们必须知道一件事，神的话是不需要被改变的，就是不会因为时间有所需要重新修改。
Now directly to the question regarding the keeping of the law, of course we have in the Lord Jesus Christ in the day we're living, that the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law for us.He fulfilled the law for us.
关于守律法这件事情，我们知道耶稣基督为我们完成了律法。
And we have at the end of First Corinthians a very always been a very important verse to me in First Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章里头有一句很重要的话。
And here it speaks about, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to us wisdom.Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Okay. Which verse is that?
It's verse 30.
OK， 在哥林多前书第一章第三十节这里讲到说，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，又使他们成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So my salvation is not dependent anymore upon my keeping the law, and I don't mean that we shouldn't keep those things, the law. I don't mean that at all. But my salvation is predicated on the fact that the Lord, God manifest in the flesh, He's the one who fulfilled and made me righteous, as it says here before, Holy God. Not because I'm a nice fella or I'm getting better day by day, because on the other hand, the scripture says,In my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
所以我知道我的得救不是因为我有多么好，我守了全部律法。我的得救是因为我认识主耶稣基督。因为紧接着哥林多书就讲，这个保罗说他自己也没有做什么好的事情。
我想关于这个真理的本身呢是不改变的啊，那是没有问题的。
I know the truth is changing. There's no question about that.
但是因为时代的不同啊。真理的也会显出它的进步性。
But since with a different era, the changes of time, the truth showed its progressiveness.
在旧约时代说不可杀人，但是耶稣告诉我们说，你今天也不可恨人。
In the Old Testament times, the law said, "Thou shalt not kill."
新约时代。
But in New Testament, "Thou shalt not even hate another individual."
旧约时代只讲到不可犯奸淫，但是耶稣告诉我们说，你看一个女人动了一个恶念，就是犯奸淫。
In the Old Testament, it says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But the Lord Jesus told us in the New Testament time that when you look at a woman using lust for eyes, that's adultery also.
这证明说新约时代的标准高过旧约时代。
So it shows that the standard in the New Testament times are really higher than those of the old.
并不是说真理有不同
，It doesn't mean that it's different truth.
但是人对真理的了解有进步
，But people have advanced in their understanding of truth.
我想这点我需要补充说的。
Okay, I'd like to add that. I'd like to call time out. Okay, I need someone to help me to sort out those questions. I cannot interpret and while sorting through the question at the same time. And volunteers, anyone, bring the question.我需要一个人帮我整理一下这个问题，需要按的次序。谁可以上来？啊，随便一位弟兄或姐妹帮我看一下。对，就是能不能稍微多看几个问题，把它稍微
类似
上来一些，类似上来一些。You can sit over there and just hand me the question.
There's one verse that I just want before you pass off, and that's in Galatians 2 and chapter 2 and verse 16.
在加拉太书
verse 16, you can read.
加拉太书二章十六节有一句话我想要跟各位分享。
2:16.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
加拉太书二章十六节，
用 you go ahead, yeah, you go.
Okay. 既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。Okay, I got another question here. Different people or different church groups may have different interpretation of some sections of the Bible. How can we tell which one is more correct than the others? How can one be sure that his or her interpretation of the Bible is correct? 不同的教会宗派对圣经的一些章节的解释方法会有不同。我们怎么晓得哪一个宗哪一个派讲的是对的呢？Maybe I'll direct this question to Brother Cole, since he is the leader of one church. Okay, 我请 Cole 弟兄回答这个问题。
因为我自己是在一个地方教会我们标榜说没有宗派。
Okay. We don't recognize denominations.
但人家说你就是一个新的宗派。
But you are consider us a new denomination.
所以我不敢说哪一种就看法是对的，是不对的。
I really can't say which denomination is more correct.
但是有一点是确定的啊。
But it's one thing for sure.
就是关于救恩的真理啊，不能够有改变。
But the truth of salvation cannot be changed.
至于在仪式上啊，或者方式上有所改变，那我想那并不重要。
In the conducting of the service and those laws governing that are not important.
那应受洗礼啊、敬礼啊、顶礼这些方式上不同，我觉得没什么重要。
The baptized through total immersion or just sprinkling, and that doesn't matter.
但总要行个水礼。
But you have to be baptized.
啊，因信我们信主的时候。宣告信而受浸或者受洗必然得救。
We know that if you believe and be baptized, you'll be saved.
是不是提这个问题的人，好不好具体的说明某一点，我们可以答复。
Okay, whoever is the questioner, would you be a little bit more specific? Okay, go ahead. English is fine.
Let me just know, in this area, in 1 John in chapter 4, okay. We have a specific area that we have to agree.
在约翰一书第四章有一段话我们必须要接受的。
And you'll notice here, and I'll read it in English, and then it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, this is the positive side. Hereby know ye the spirit, that's a capitalized Holy Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
在约翰一书第四章这里讲，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的，不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。下面他正面的告诉我们说，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就是不出于神，就是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听到他要来，现在已经在世上了。
Now, and the comment I want to make about that, I've often run into Christians who will say, well, really, what difference does it make whether the Lord was virgin born or not? But you see here, the scripture brings this out as one of the basis.Unless we believe that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, it says here, everything else is of no importance.
有人常常说，这个耶稣基督是不是从你玛利亚生的并不要紧。可是在这里我们看到说，耶稣基督就是道成了肉身来的，所以这是很要紧的事。
And almost every so-called false cult, you can save a lot of time.If you will always address yourself to the question and ask, what do you believe concerning the person of Jesus Christ?
我们怎么知道哪些宗派是假的呢？就是就问他说，你认为耶稣基督是谁？
And this eliminates, I won't go too far, but this eliminates Mormons, this eliminates Jehovah's Witness, right away, that question alone.
你只要问这个问题，你就可以发现哪些好些宗派都是假的。这个我没有办法一个一个细说，就是耶和华见证人、摩门教都他们都是不相信耶稣基督。I have another question here. Directly related with that one. You mentioned Mormon and Jehovah's Witness, and here's a question about what's really wrong with Seventh-day Adventist and the Jehovah's Witness.Okay. Okay. I guess you covered Jehovah's Witness, but what's wrong with Seventh-day Adventist? 请说明安息日会的讲法为是否我们不可接受？
这是这样，我非常。我想刚才我们弟兄说到，那是一个很好的一个标准，就是什么有一个是虚妄的灵，就是真实的灵哈。就是看了什么是真的，可是我晓得安息日会也好，守望台他们都信耶稣基督神的儿子是道成肉身来的，他们是这样信的。
对。